This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
You've got passes to the Camelot Theaters. Two of us. A lesbian romance drama screen Saturday, February 27th at the Palm Springs Cultural Center Drive-In. An unfortunate and unexpected incident leads a daughter to uncover the truth about her mother's long-kept secret and intimate relationship with her next-door neighbor. The film has been shortlisted for the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film, as well as nominated for Golden Globes and the César Awards, which are the French Academy Awards. Explore the mind-bending world of famous artist M.C. Escher in the new documentary, M.C. Escher, Journey into Infinity. Screening March 5th at the Palm Springs Cultural Center Drive-In. Enjoy all the hot, buttered popcorn you want, as well as indulge in our famous chicken and waffles dinner at Mildred's Cafe, open Friday and Saturday nights at the Palm Springs Cultural Center, Camelot Theaters, spelled properly, .com. You've got passes to the Desert Rose Playhouse, and at this point in time, they are closed until further notice. DesertRosePlayhouse.org. You've got a gift certificate for Maraca's Mexican Cantina and Grill.
Hola, Jolie pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maraca's.
Check it all out at maracas-restaurant.com. You've got a gift certificate to McDonald's. Limited time offer of spicy McNuggets now through March the 7th. The new chicken sandwich is coming later in February. Three new bakery products, cinnamon roll, yum, blueberry muffin, yum, and apple fritter, yum, are now available. Perfect add to your morning coffee. All available through the drive-thru, delivery, and our apps. Check it out at McDonald's.com. You've got a gift certificate to Oscar's Cafe and Bar. Mondays, Las Chicas Calientes, 9 p.m. to midnight. Saturday, starting March 6th, Mimosa Men. Male brunch review at noon. Let us blow your cork. Tickets at OscarsCabaret.com. Open for outside dining. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Sunday, the bitchiest brunch show. It's only $20, bought at OscarsCabaret.com. The show is at noon. And Oscars will be 3 years old on February 28th. Food ordering online available at OscarsPalmSprings.com. Alcohol, too. Check it all out at OscarsPalmSprings.com. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful presents, Camelot, Desert Rose Playhouse, Maracas, McDonald's, Oscars was our restaurant of the week this week. Just call and make sure what the hours are, what the rules are, but things are getting better. They all go to one person. And let's see, Dennis has 6, Nathan has 2, Brady doesn't have any. So 6 and 2 is 8, and my 3 is 11. We'll take the 11th caller at 40 minutes and change, 40-something minutes and change. It's more math. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Caller number 11, 323-JOEY, 323-5639. And thank you for being so supportive of this show and all of our businesses. Okay, here's a conversation with Brady Sandahl. A real estate guru, and he is so busy. If you have a house to sell, oh, there he goes. He went out the door. He's coming over to your place. We say hi to Brady Sandahl.
Hello, Joey and Joey listeners. Yes. Happy Saturday.
Oh. Can you believe it?
Oh, my gosh. Last Saturday of February.
I know. Now we're into March. March madness.
Literally.
And I don't think we're going to have winter.
What is that?
Yeah.
Winter?
Texas.
Yeah, well, yeah, Texas winter. I was actually in Austin during that ice storm.
Tell us.
Well, I was at the Keller Williams International Sales Conference, And I actually oversee the luxury division for the company. And I was with our executives broadcasting out to 50,000 agents from around the world, which is great because it allows us to feature our Palm Springs property to 50,000 agents worldwide. And that obviously brings more buyer exposures to the properties we represent.
Did you mention the weather?
I absolutely mentioned the weather because we had an ice storm in Austin. And then, of course, I flew back to Palm Springs where it was in the 80s and everybody was out and about wearing masks, physically distant, but wearing masks. And so Palm Springs is just on the radar. I mean, it's just on the map. The real estate market continues to be strong. I mean, we are just now getting the year-over-year comparisons on pricing. In December of 2019, which seems so long ago, the average sales price for a Palm Springs home was $669,500. December of 20, it went up to $822,500. That's a 22.9% increase, which is incredible. La Quinta, pricing year over year, 27.5% increase. I mean, every single city in the valley increased year over year, which means if you are an owner who thinks you may be a seller, this might be the time to cash out for the most money you could. When we look at pricing today against pricing in 2006, Palm Springs is 37% higher than it was in 2006. So again, if you're thinking of making a change and you want to take advantage of the number of buyers who are buying right now, you should know that there's one buyer winning and several missing out, which means they're looking for homes to buy. So if you want to sell your home and you're someone who wants to cash out at the highest mark possible, this may be the time to do that. Give us a call or drop us an email, info@BradySandall.com.
409-1540.
You got it. You just won. Congratulations.
No more calls. We have a winner. Now, you've been telling us, as wonderful as this market is, you're saying, Joey Pals, it will not last forever.
Well, let's look at the data. So in 2019, there were 10,000 sales in the valley, which is about on par with the last number of years. That went over 11,300 in 2020, which means we had a considerable increase. So what that means is as inventory continues to dry up and more buyers are buying, basic economics equate to higher pricing, meaning buyers have to pay more today than they would have paid last year, meaning sellers are getting more, they're netting more. And if sellers are going to downsize or move out of California, they're going to move into something smaller, this might be the right time for them. So if you're sitting there listening to the Joey English Show thinking, maybe I'm that person who should cash out now, certainly check in with us. Yeah, give us a call. That's right, 760-409-1540. You can also go online at BradySandall.com. BradySandall.com. And, you know, send us an email. We'll be happy to do a complimentary market report to let you know where buyers are coming from, what they're looking for, and how much they would probably pay for the home you'd like to sell.
We had a question from a Joey pal that said, would you please ask Brady if people are looking for smaller homes or larger homes? And I understood why they said larger. They said because families were moving back in together and a lot that had changed because of COVID. What's your answer to the Joey pal? Smaller, larger, neither?
Well, I'm going to answer in regards to pricing because we look at the data. Now, the data tells us that for homes priced between $300,000 and $600,000, okay, there was a difference of 21%, meaning that we had more sales, 21% more sales in that category. When we go up to 600 to a million, we had a 47% increase in sales, meaning 47% more buyers bought between 600,000 and a million this year, 2020, than they did the year before. But the data is more interesting. When you go from a million to 2 million, a 62% increase in buyer activity, meaning that 62% increase in sales between $1 million and $2 million, and above $2 million, a 39% increase. That means that the luxury market, what people are buying, the higher price point, is more successful now than it's ever been.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So it isn't about the size of the property. It's about the price of the property. And we realize that so many buyers are coming from more expensive markets. So for them, they're not sensitive to pricing. They're coming from a $2 million home. They're investing in a $2 million home. So all those people that are, have sat in luxury price properties are finally selling those luxury price properties. So as the director of luxury for Keller Williams Worldwide, I can find buyers and bring those buyers to the properties that we represent. And we've had several sales from Palm Springs to La Quinta in the luxury market this week. People continue to buy. So if you are thinking, I'm not sure I'm going to use this home, I'm not sure I want all this home, or I think I may want to cash out, certainly reach out to us. Even if you have a established relationship, reach out to that real estate agent now. Get them on the phone and say, hey, what are buyers looking for and how much might they pay for the home I want to sell?
And you know what else I'm thinking, Brady? You talk all these beautiful numbers and they are so wonderful, but I can't believe how the weather has cooperated with you this year.
Well, we have a couple things going on. The weather is one of them.
Everywhere else.
Everywhere else is going to have ice and snow and rain. And yet we have blue sky nearly every day. A little bit of wind in the last week. But candidly speaking, it's Chamber of Commerce weather every single day. So you have great weather. You have a baby boomer population. You have the Zoom town population where they can work from home and do their work by Zoom. You have people raising their families here, raising their children here, educating their children at home. So everything continues to play into one card, and that is Palm Springs Valley is a place where people want to be. Now, there's something going on in luxury you should know. What? People with money are sitting on more savings than they've ever had before, which means they have access to spend money on luxury. The other side is people who want to upgrade have access to money that's more affordable now than before. People are getting mortgages at 2.5 to 3% mortgages. So those people who want to upgrade, buy a larger house, a more expensive house, but keep the monthly payment the same, do that by getting the low interest rate. So if they're stepping out of a home at 5% interest and they're stepping into a larger home at 2.5% interest, well, the math is pretty clear. They can get into more home, they can upgrade to a nicer area, but not have their monthly payment impacted.
It's unbelievable. If you'd have told us all in 2008, we'd be talking about 2.5% interest rates, you and I would have said, what are you drinking?
Well, put in perspective that in Palm Springs, specifically Vista Las Palmas, one could buy a home for $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, a million. Those same homes are now selling for $1.6 million. $1.8 million, $2 million without any renovation.
Yeah.
So real estate still remains a way to generate wealth, not just for you, but the people that you're leaving your wealth to, your children, your beneficiaries, the, you know, people mm-hmm. that are going to really benefit from your wealth building strategy.
I bet you're going to tell us you need listings.
I think everybody needs listings. I mean, right now the Valley inventory is down to around 1,200 units. That's
what is it usually?
Well, usually it could be several thousand. So we're looking at a real limited supply, and that means that buyers are overpaying. That will not sustain itself for a long period of time. I do believe that when people get back into the Valley, meaning March and April and May, and they can get to their homes and then get their personal things out, we'll probably see a slight increase of inventory. So if you are an owner and you want to take advantage of the current pricing conditions, it does make sense to get on the market now versus waiting till summer.
At least have the conversation.
Have the conversation. It isn't about what the home is worth. as much as it's about what buyers are willing to pay for that home.
I bet you've gotten into some bidding wars.
We have. Now, we've had the pleasure of representing sellers and getting them offers at and above the list price. So in this market, if something is priced correctly, it will sell within the first couple of weeks.
Oh, my goodness. And I love knowing that title. For Keller Williams, you are the luxury home. Tell me it again, for the world.
Yeah, so Director of Growth for Keller Williams Luxury, which means I have the pleasure of leading Keller Williams agents in regards of their luxury business. Now, what that does for my sellers here is it provides more exposure. So when sellers select us to represent them, they're representing a sales force of 160,000 agents worldwide. Wow. Keller Williams is the largest real estate sales force the world's ever seen. And we're the number one sales force in the top 25 metro markets in the U.S., meaning we've sold more real estate over $1 million than any other broker or franchise. That just means that our sales agents, globally speaking, have people who may want to buy in the valley.
So you're not just selling your house to someone from San Diego or San Francisco. You're selling your house to somebody from Kiev.
Well, we really specialize in understanding where the buyers are going to come from, how to find those buyers, what they're looking for, and how much they're going to pay for it. That's why sellers continue to select us as their agent of choice.
How are building new homes going? How's that number?
The portion of new construction sales is lower now, but people are still buying land, meaning those small, medium builders, and they're building. Look at the activity in downtown, Rancho Mirage, East Valley. They recognize that we have a housing shortage. And with this current situation we're in, that shortage will probably still exist. So that's why they're building now.
Thanks for stopping by. You're out the door. Look for those signs. Brady Sandahl, 409-1540. Or Brady, you can email him, Brady@BradySandahl, SANDAHL.com. We're so proud of you. It's exciting when I can feel your enthusiasm. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Here comes the last installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the city of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov. Lalo Visions want you to know Lalo Tachikin is an amazing spiritualist and medium that specializes in connecting people with their angels and deceased loved ones. His readings are really reasonably priced, and appointments can be made by phoning him at 401-1810. Visit Lalo's website for more information. That's lalovisions.com. LALOvisions.com. Palm Springs Aerial Tram wants you to know the tramway is now open Thursday through Monday. Advance ticket purchase only by visiting pstramway.com. Palm Springs Art Museum's main location in downtown, as well as its architecture and design center, are currently closed. The outdoor Faye Sawakowski Sculpture Garden in Palm Desert is now open to the public every day from sunrise to sunset. Check it all out at psmuseum.org. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, Two of Us, a lesbian romance drama screen Saturday, February 27th at the Palm Springs Cultural Center Drive-In. An unfortunate and unexpected incident leads a daughter to uncover the truth about her mother's long-kept secret and intimate relationship with her next-door neighbor. The film has been shortlisted for the Academy Award for Best Foreign Film, as well as nominated for Golden Globes and the César Awards, which are the French Academy Awards. Explore the mind-bending world of famous artist M.C. Escher in the new documentary M.C. Escher, Journey into Infinity. Screening March 5th at the Palm Springs Cultural Center Drive-In. Enjoy all the hot, buttered popcorn you want as well as indulge in our famous chicken and waffles dinner at Mildred's Cafe, open Friday and Saturday nights at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Joey Pals, if you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com. Okay, Joey Pals, next Saturday, March 6th, we'll start talking about St. Patrick's Day. Charlie and I will be here. Until then, you be well and all the best.